Yep, from Philadelphia, PA, this is the Young Robots Podcast.
How's it going? It's the first edition of the Young Robots Podcast. I'm DJ Apt One, aka Fitch, aka West Philadelphia Supreme. I'm here with my man Sean Ryan. What's up, Sean?
Aka Sean Ryan.
Sean Ryan, aka Sean Ryan. That's right. So this is episode one of the Young Robots Podcast. Young Robots is a very, very fine record label. I'd say it's a powerhouse. It's something like Maybach Music level operation. Yeah,
a cultural institution.
Yeah, it's a cultural institution. Anyway, we are broadcasting from my studio in West Philadelphia, and so here's how we're gonna do things around here. I think we're gonna break you off a little bit of that music because that's something we know about. But we know about some other stuff.
That new.
That's right. We know about some other stuff too. I mean, you know, Sean is he knows about.
I collect vintage tarot cards.
So we're gonna have Sean. He will read your fortune if you your vintage fortune, your hipster fortune, which he knew about before you did. That would make it actually, Sean, that'd be your hipster fortune and the other people.
I make macaroni and cheese collages on paper plates too.
Yeah, so for our 7 to 10 year old demographics. Anyway, I mean and our theme music this week is by Skinny Friedman, who we'll actually be hearing from a little later in the show on the Skinny Friedman Rap Corner segment. Remixed by Sammy Bananas. The track's called $100 Salad, and it's available on iTunes and Beatport and all that good stuff. All right, man, so let's get into it. What did you do this weekend?
Oh, man, had the 4 Hours of Funk DJs up at Hurrah at Medusa. They're from Baltimore, and they kind of tore the place down. It was awesome.
Nice, man. I was at a wedding for a good friend of mine back in Pittsburgh. I didn't have any gigs this past weekend, which is good because I've been touring kind of heavy the 2 weeks before that. I could have used a break, but one of the guys who was in the group Snap was at the wedding, and his girlfriend was begging me to play The Power.
Yo, you got to play Chill Rob G then.
Well, it's an interesting story. I didn't get around to playing the song because it just was never really apropos. But I actually went to a barbecue with my boy Ryan, and his uncle was there. Or maybe it's his aunt's boyfriend. I don't know exactly. I don't remember exactly the relation. And I was having a conversation with him, just making small talk. And he said, "What do you do?" I said, "Oh, I'm in the music business."
The industry.
I'm in the industry, which is generally what I say when I'm talking to somebody who's old enough that if I tell them I'm a DJ and music producer, this will just kind of confuse the hell out of them. So I just try to, you know, brush the question off so maybe we don't have to talk about it. But he says, "Oh, yeah, you know, I used to be in a band and I don't know, we did pretty good back in the day, but you probably never heard of us." And I said, "Try me." And he said, "Oh, I was in Snap." And I was like, "Wait a minute, I know what that is." And so I actually asked him the hot button question, which is, so what's up with the song The Power? That's a Chill Rob G song, and everybody sort of thinks as the Snap version is like sort of some like biting, perpetrating type shit. And so I asked him about that, and the story that he told me was that he was in the army in Germany. So he's in the army in Germany with his boy, and they had some kind of group. I don't know, R&B cut type of group or whatever. And his boy said, "Hey man, I saw this contest on TV. It's a singing contest, a performance contest. And if you win it, you get to record a song with Jellybean Benitez. And so they were on some bass and they took leave one day and they went and participated in the competition and they won. And Jellybean Benitez apparently either wrote The Power for Chill Rob G or had some relationship to it or was associated with the publishing company that had the rights to it. And they basically just had them do a new version of it. And it wasn't really a big deal. And it was on some, you know, they ran like 1,000 copies or something like that, which wasn't much. It's not much today, and it wasn't much back in the day. But some, it got in the hands of a radio DJ. Before they knew it, it was like a number one single in the UK. And Arista bought the rights to it. I think it was Arista. And it became, you know, The Power by Snap. But it was just like two servicemen who won some weird competition. And so he was like, he said that, you know, it was totally unexpected and it just kind of fell into their laps. They didn't really get to choose what they did exactly, but turned out being this big hit. And then once it was a hit, they all just started getting into fights and they don't really talk to each other anymore. And that was kind of that. He quit the band.
Did he ever look Chill Rob G in the eye and tell that story?
I don't know, man. If anybody here is listening, can get in touch with Chill Rob G for a rebuttal, or maybe find the other guy from Snap who my boy had a fight with, and maybe we can get a Snap reunion with a Chill Rob G counterpoint performance.
Right here in Fitch's basement.
In my basement, which I'm sure...
Studio.
Right, yeah. No, it's both. It's both. Yep, there's an analog synth in here. There's a PA system in here. But there's also like a really grimy basement.
I see a washer and a dryer.
Yeah, if at any point you hear pipes rattling, that's the kind of thing that ruins a vocal session down here. Anyway, that's the story with The Power, as best I know.
All right, man, let's get to some music.
Okay, so let's see what we're going to hear first. We got a bunch of tunes lined up to play today.
The new joint on 11-inch.
All right, yeah, let's check that out. My boy Cut Corners, he and I are actually doing a bunch of track-by-mail stuff right now. He's a great bassist, and he's a better bassist than me, and I sent him some stuff, and I said, hey, man, I played bass on this, but you're a way better bassist than me. You want to replay the bass line? So we'll see what happens with that later. But it's on 11-inch records, which is by our boy DJ 11. I have his record label, and... if you look up this record, you should also click on the other stuff that's available from 11-inch because you'll find one of my old singles.
All right.
You know, just saying is all. All right, so here we go. We got Diamond by Cut Corners and the vocalist Curtis Santiago. So smooth.
Oh, yeah.
So sexy.
Just a couple of guys sitting around the basement listening to some boogie.
Drinking white wine. Man, we just straight polished off some white wine over here, man. This is, you know, as soft as that is, we're going to get kind of hard body right now. My main man, Skinny Friedman. That's Sean pounding his chest for those of you not watching the video feed, which there is none. Skinny Friedman, he's a co-owner of Young Robots. He's an all-around ornery, ridiculous gentleman.
Bingo.
Yeah, that's right. And one half of Philadelphians. And he's also a huge rap aficionado. We're going to give him a call for this next segment that we call Skinny's Rap Corner. Where are you at, Skinny?
Hello? Hey,
Andy, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, Andy?
Yeah.
Yo, you ready
why is this on a weird number?
Oh, it's a Google Voice.
My Nextel.
Oh, word up.
Yeah, we're two-way paging you. You ready for your theme music?
Your burner?
Yeah, what's it's up? A burner.
Yeah, let me hear my theme music.
I got you peeping round corner. Skinny's Rap Corner.
It's a real situation.
Skinny fried man.
Peeping round.
Skinny fried man.
It's a real situation.
That's the golden egg right there.
Hey man, we gave you some company flow because we know that's how you roll.
I didn't even hear that part. All I heard is the Jadakiss drop, the legendary failed Jadakiss drop.
Oh yeah, we also got various Cosmo Baker drops.
It's a real situation.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's right. Important. We also got
That's the golden egg right there. You just laid it.
Yep.
How you folks doing? How's the whole shit been going?
Pretty good, man. You know, we're just polishing off some drinks, you know, talking to some fam, listening to some music. What's up with you?
I'm working on music and drinking beer, and that's really the long and the short of it.
Nice.
And I'm also deep in the Tumblr rabbit hole, which is rappers I used to like 10 years ago. Like, did you know that Ryu from Styles of Beyond is still around and is somehow still relevant?
Well, this is why we called you.
Exactly. You don't even know who that is, do you?
All right, we're going to get into Andy's first track.
So this is Trilla, right?
This is Trilla.
All right.
Let's give this a listen.
Pass a motherfucking swisher, pour some motherfucking nigga. Put my motherfucking niggas who ain't with us, keep it trilla. With my gold teeth, my French braids, getting those in 10th grade. Wealth is in the mind, not the pocket, that's the case and I've been paid. Every bone chain, my gold frames, my Cartiers, you small change, you bitch made. I'm old school like Dim Stars and Switchblades. I spit game, I get paid, I pimp game, my pimp, I be that pretty motherfucker. ASAP is just my nickname.
Oh, coming down when I'm sipping.
sitting on these niggas in these hoes.
Cause that perp shit I zip up, your bitch shows you slip up. I get my dick lick, I'm draped out, drip dub. I'm at the top of the line, all of my grind. Travel is in my mind, and running, we're gonna hit one of the time. Them bad bitches blow kisses by my earlobe. A weirdo, but I'm rare though.
Andy, man, so we hollered at you because you're the most opinionated, rappinous, rappity rap motherfucker in the family.
No, so, we decided I'm the rap listeningest dude you know.
Rap listening.
No, most opinionated rap listener.
But yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's until...
Let's agree to disagree.
Well, sometime in the future, we're going to have Serge from San Francisco here, and hopefully even Nas from Cocaine Blunts, and that will totally change. Andy will not be the most opinionated.
I will be none of those things. So, ASAP Rocky is part of this crew called, ASAP. I don't really know much about them, but they're sort of the next big thing in New York. They're from Uptown, they're from Harlem. I mean, it's notable, first of all, most relevant about this track is that Beautiful Lou produced it, and apparently Young Robots are going to be doing a record with Beautiful Lou.
No doubt.
I don't know what form that's going to take yet or what we're going to do, but he's into it and we're into it, and that's on deck. But beyond that, I mean, I got to know about Lou because Lou's real fucking talented, and it's cool that he linked up with ASAP Rocky and got to do that shit. But I mean, that's like on Hot 97. Their single Peso was on Hot 97 and shit. Cameron just brought, there's a Dipset show on Friday, and they brought Rocky out to do Peso, so that says something. And I think it's funny that, the big sort of, I don't know how they're doing outside of New York, but when Dipset came out, the whole thing was, they were really very influenced by the South. And you can tell the same thing with the ASAP crew where, they're very New York, but I mean, a lot of the way they rhyme, it's pretty Southern.
Which is weird, because, I got to point this out. So it's ASAP Rocky, but it's almost a play on Aesop Rock. When you just hear it coming out of somebody's mouth, that's what it sounds like.
Right? I mean, I think that's entirely coincidental.
Wait. So these guys weren't listening to Def Jux up in Harlem?
Yeah, because, everybody in Harlem was listening to Def Jux. Man, in this era where everybody has some sort of moniker that's like a pun, I can believe it, but usually think of things as being more deliberate. Like, oh yeah, my name's a pun on this other guy, but if you're from Harlem, Harlem is not a punny place.
I mean, also, dude, ASAP Rock is like not nearly popular enough for you to base your name off of. Like, no one. If your name was an ASAP Rock joke, that's like a non-starter. That would be like pretty unlikely that dude was trying to make that joke. I also don't know if it's ASAP or ASAP because this shit is real internet, and when you talk to people in real life about it, it's about 50-50 of how they actually say it. So,
yeah, I mean, New York has been really hamstrung recently by just being like, oh yeah, we're New York, but they've just been getting killed by the rest of the country.
I mean, there's a lot of great music in New York. I'm not even not like I'm trying to shit on New York. It's just that it's only the last like maybe 10 years tops that New York hasn't been the center of the world for rap music in one way or another. And they're adjusting. So.
True. Well, the next track we got is not out of New York, and it's by Riff Raff and Kid Sister. It's called Hide and Seek, and so this is a Cali and Chicago collabo. And
right,
yeah.
And where's Sinden from? Is he French?
Oh no, Sinden is British. And actually, funny story about Sinden. He put a track that you and I did.
On that fader mix.
On a fader mix, and it was untitled. And I ran into him in Philly, and I said, "Hey, man, that's not untitled. We made that." And he was like, "Holy crap!" But it was a song we made 5 years ago, and I'd completely forgotten about. So this next track is by Riff Raff, who is a white boy out of the West Coast and is down
with... No, he's from Houston.
He's from Houston? Because I always see him in these West Coast YouTube videos and everything.
No, man, he's in Houston. I mean, I guess he might be in L.A. now, but I don't know. I'm not really paying attention to his whereabouts. I just watch his funny videos.
Yeah, so the next track is Hide and Seek by Riff Raff and Kid Sister. And if you get a chance, take a look at the video, which is Kid Sister in a zebra print head wrap playing ping pong with Riff Raff and Sinden. It's very weird. Here it goes.
For breakfast, swinging through Texas. If you disrespecting, you can tongue kiss my Smith and Wesson 50 on the tech. Rubies cross my neck. Jumping out the T-Rex, checks on flex. My bank account swollen, my partner's air bowling. My grandma tried to told him Riff Raff style golden. I'm the golden child, and I'm versatile. A fifth up in my spray, Mercedes emblem on the bike. In time, you gon' hate, got diamonds in your face. I know you see me scraping place out 288, causing earthquakes. Fresh out the fryer, fire than the fish. Bitch, we get it mixed. Hustling, I be getting money like a chip. Slumping, all y'all bitches better hide your husbands when I come around, cause you know you can't trust them. Oh, I know you love them. That's fantastic. Maybe he just like the chocolate flavor of my chest. Magic, crazy, madness, tragic. Overseas traveling, second cabbage. Showing that we be up in the overhead cabin. I guess you could say I come with a lot of bags.
Hi, man. So what's good with that track, Andy?
So that is this dude, Riff Raff, who's from Houston. We're doing a track with Kid Sister, produced by Sinden, and this dude, Skin and Bones, who I actually don't know much about. Riff Raff is kind of, I heard about him first because he was on Jesus to Gents, and then they made fun of him on the Soup about it. He's just a real ridiculous dude. I mean, he's got all these, like, clay blinged out pieces of, like, Slimer and a bowl of rice and shit.
Wait, Slimer
he's an okay rapper. He raps a piece from Texas. Ghostbusters, yeah.
Pretty nice. A Slimer piece?
If you look up the Jose Canseco video, you can get a Slimer thing. He's got a Slimer piece. So he's good. So he, I guess he emailed these videos. He raps okay, but the videos are they're ridiculous. He's just real silly. And I guess he's out in L.A., got linked up with Diplo and various other people in L.A., and I guess hooked up mid that track, which is pretty cool. I don't know. It's cool to see shit like that come together.
Yeah,
I was going to come with that collaboration.
I was a little worried when I was listening to the track. The Kid Sister was like just going to do the hooks, and I was like, "Oh man, is she just going to be a girl who does hooks because she has a female voice?" But then she ends up getting the third verse. I mean, she can rap, obviously, but I was a little worried when I got halfway through the song.
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh no."
She kind of has a her and Nicki Minaj are kind of in a similar boat. Although on very different scales, where they can both rap their asses off and but they can also both sing and have a good personality. So you could have them do hooks and look pretty in a video and still probably make money, but it's like a total waste of their talent and, marquee if you want to take it there. I want to hear them rap their asses off. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed. All right, the last tune we got is Racked Up by Young Dro, man. What you got to say about this one?
All right, so this is Young Dro Racked Up. I mean, it's really just Young Dro being Young Dro, not pronouncing his consonants, being from Atlanta, making some funny jokes and talking about colors. I mean, it's just good to see him back in the game doing his thing, because with T.I. in jail and everything, I mean, he has an album out. I don't really know what the situation is in terms of where it's coming out, but it's really good, and it's Young Dro. I like Young Dro, so.
Well, we'll play cool. You out on this, man. Thanks for coming in for Skinny Freeman's Rap Corner.
Awesome, man. Glad to be here.
Later, Andy. Peace.
Super bad hoe, drop head bends. Wow. On my way to Ethiopia, I'm with the twins. Get the gat, I shoot a nigga in the shin. Locked up, I was the coolest nigga in the pen. I take a nigga broad, I'm a fool in it. Then double back and do that nigga bitch again. In the bay, caught that what they got me hyper at. On the shit, hit the stove, bring some diapers back. Hunt a nigga like game, where my rifle at? Shoot a nigga nose off, where my snipers at? And plus I got a damn car for you to remember. I hit a button and torpedo and come out the fender. On rat dog, on rat dog. Tell them pussy nigga get they sacks up. Run up on me wrong, you get slapped up. While my pocket sticking out, bitch, I'm racked up. On rat dog, on rat dog. Tell them pussy nigga get they sacks up. Run up on me wrong, you get slapped up. While my pocket sticking out, bitch, I'm racked up. I got a Puerto Rican neck, all guala guala. I be shitting on niggas like toilet water. Frank Mueller watch today, then all tomorrow. Y'all heard what I said, bitch, all tomorrow. Niggas can't rob, you don't jack enough. You got a gun, dawg, but you don't splack enough. I want an Oscar, or I'm acting up. Diamond bracelets, or I'm shackled up. You don't hear that truck sound, bitch, I'm backing up. Y'all better get out of town, start packing up. You don't hear that money machine, that mean I'm racking up. Fuck, boy, you a lane, and why you slacking up? On rat dog, on rat dog. Tell them pussy nigga get they sacks up. Run up on me wrong, you get slapped up. While my pocket sticking out, bitch, I'm racked up.
So, all right, thanks for joining us on Skinny's Rap Corner.
The Skinny. Rap Corner.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, so...
The Corner of Enlightenment.
Yeah, the Corner of Enlightenment. Exactly. Next up, we got...
Yo, Jeff song.
Got a tune by our boy Jeff, a.k.a. Peter Dragontail, featuring Maggie Horn. I recently became aware that Jeff was a fantastic producer, but... we've both known him for a while, and he's a super ill graphic designer, and your roommate, actually.
Yeah.
And how would you describe his graphic design style?
Dude's just straight creative, all over the place. In terms of graphic design, like, the ill pencil illustrations. The ill little tiny, like 3-inch by 3-inch thumbnail suddenly becomes, like... a van wrap.
Wait, so he draws them in miniature and then blows them up?
Yeah, he's got kind of a tiny illustration style, but, you know, it's not the size that matters.
Is he like one of those dudes who can write out the entire Quran on the back of a postage stamp?
Y'all niggas is lying!
What?
Thank you, Fat Man Scoop.
Yo, chat... Jeff just has like a really amazing illustration style, to be sure. And Fat Man Scoop would tell you the same thing.
Fat Man Scoop would be all like,
here we go now, I just wanna fuck you, here we go now.
He might also say, take your shirt off, which I don't think I have that drop in there, but he might say that.
Yeah. So that, yeah, Jeff is the Fat Man Scoop of illustration. You heard it here first.
He is the Fat Man Scoop of illustration. And also, have you ever been to PYT, which is a... well-known hipster hamburger establishment in our fair city. He designed the logo and the menus and all that stuff for them.
No, he did not design the menu. We're editing that out.
Okay, fair enough. Man, you're giving me like the super duper editing job to do here. Okay.
Send it to me, I'll do it. I don't
You're so
shit.
Picky. Very. All right.
I'm OCD.
All right, so this next tune is on Young Robots Records, and it's by Peter Dragontail featuring Maggie Horn, and it's called Crazy About You. Maggie Horn, actually from one of her other groups called Telephoned with Sammy Bananas. And while we're plugging things, Sammy Bananas has a remix on the RCMP Remix EP, which should be coming out later in the fall or early winter with Mike B. They have a project called 15th. on Fool's Gold.
While we're plugging things.
That's the point of this whole thing, isn't it? We're just plugging things. It's just plug-a-rama.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there? Yeah, man.
You give me squash chili. You give me wine. Great Lakes Brewing Company. And now this?
Yeah, see, I just got Sean, you know, basically liquored up and fed him.
Yeah, yeah. And, squash chili.
Now
thank
I'm
you,
just
Erica.
Gonna walk all over him, you know. Next up, Ed, who's not here, and I...
Rest in peace.
Oh, man, don't say that. Knock on wood. Ed Blamo, who is not dead, and I were hanging out at Dirty South Joe's birthday party a couple of weeks ago. And Dirty South Joe is kind of a don on the scene in Philly. And recently had a awesome surprise birthday that his girlfriend Regina threw, who is also a fantastic DJ in our fair city. And we sat down and talked with Joe about among other things, his dog celebrating its own birthday. Let's take a listen.
Hey everybody, this is Fitch. I'm here with the Young Robots Podcast. I'm here with Ed Blamo, and today's a very special day. It is the 40th birthday of our good friend Dirty South Joe. A lot of you may know Dirty South Joe as the man behind the throne with Mad Decent Mondays, with all kinds of great shit that's been going on in Philly the last, shit, forever. I mean, he holds it down. He's the dude. You know, he's the guy behind the counter at Armand's Records handing you the joint that you haven't heard of before. But, you know, it's a big day for Joe. But more so than that, we're here because it's a big day for a good friend of ours named Kells. It's his fourth birthday. And, yeah. So, The young bull Kells, his fourth birthday, and so we wanted to ask Joe. You know, Kells, he's a big man on the scene. But for those of you who don't know, he's a dog. But it's a big day for him. He got a lot of people out. And Joe, what's in store for Kells' fifth year?
I mean, Kells, man, you know, there's a little more ass sniffing going on when he meets a new dog. You know what I mean? He gives him a little sniff. When he meets a boy, he tries to fellate them. I think my dog might be gay. Young Kells. It's his fourth birthday, and I mean, it's cool if he wants to come out the closet now. I mean, I still never got him fixed, so I'd like to breed him or something, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a Lhasa Apso, he's a young bull, he's kind of small, he's one of them little cute dogs, but in Northern Liberties, Kells is the guy, man. All the rest of the dogs, they tie that motherfucker, they pay him homage, they pay him tribute, you know what I'm saying? Kells is the man, they know that.
Now you mentioned that Kells may be a homosexual. Do you think, given his namesake, that Kells is, in fact, trapped in the closet?
Kells is most definitely trapped in the closet. But, you know, he's got no problem with being a homosexual dog. I've left him around female dogs, and I'm trying to see if he gets his man. He does not. But when there's a male dog around, especially a young dog, Kells will try, like I said, to fellate them. Now, as a father, you're looking at it, and you're like, yo, dog, you're trying to suck this other dog's dick. I don't know if that's cool, but then at the same time, you're like, you know what? It is cool, man. If that's what you're into, man, that's what you're into. I'm going to support that. What was the question again?
I think you answered it. Next question. Given we're living in the 21st century, you know, homosexuality.
Gay dogs.
Everywhere. You know, tolerance is becoming great, and we're loving this global climate. There's a lot of religion.
Shout out to Lord. No. Not Lord Jamar. Who is the fucking racist brand newbie?
Sadat X.
Shout out to Sadat X, you fucking racist, hateful, fucking evil bastard, man. I'm never going to play another brand Nubian song at a single gig for as long as I live, because you're fucking awful, man.
You know, that's very true. I mean, I saw that on Twitter. I mean, it was just like Sadat X just went on a straight rant.
They were like that back then. I mean, like, I remember they had shoot a F in the back for acting like that. And I remember, like, I don't understand the gays, and I understand their ways. And I remember all those lines, man. And you try to let that shit go, because, you know, it's like, you know, you can't raise one oppressed people's and or any idea. You can't bring it up from, like, by like basically doing the same thing, man. Hypocrites are like the worst fucking people in the universe, man. Like, you know, you're on this one thing, you're like, you're fucking conscious, you're fucking whatchamacallit, you like actually advocate, like, you know what I mean, killing another human being because, like, of what they do when they go home and who they love and stuff. It's just like, there's no love in that, man. It's just nothing but evil and hate. Fuck that shit. You're living foul, dog.
No doubt. All right, this is Fitch here with Ed Blammo and Dirty South Joe for Young Robots Podcast, signing off. Oh, man. This whole thing with Sadat X, Joe brought it up, and it was just a fucking debacle.
No good.
No good at all. I mean, to even begin, okay, so let's see.
No good.
We got the feed here of Sadat X's
I'm not tolerant.
Rant. Yeah, okay. New York, I don't know, seen two men kissing in the middle of the lane at Sutra. I had a problem with that and told them, I am not tolerant. Batty. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, like, you know, for the most part, in this day and age, if you say something really reprehensible, you usually make some kind of pro forma, like, apology that your publicist writes or something like that. But Sadat X just goes in. He said, what else?
Go pick some flowers.
Go pick some flowers when someone says that his Twitter is really depressing. He says, homos are trying to run the world. It's starting to get ugly. And someone says to him, why are you homophobic, Sadat X? And he responds, why are you not? I mean, I honestly, like, I can't even go back to square one and make some sort of argument as to why that's inappropriate. It's just fundamentally fucked up.
Yeah, man. Peace, Dottie X. Done with you.
Yeah, man. That's just... I mean, you know, it's really depressing whenever you see somebody that you have some sort of admiration for as an artist or an athlete or something like that say something ridiculous like that. Like Hank Williams Jr., the son of the famous country artist Hank Williams, who does the, like, Are You Ready for
what
Some
did he
Football
do?
Song on Monday Night Live?
Junior, not... Because there's the
Monday
third.
Night Football.
There's the third, right?
Hank Williams
is there. There's three. So is this the second or the third?
You know, I don't want to defame anybody, so I can't say I'm totally sure which one it is. But it's the one who does the Are You Ready for Some Football
all right.
Jam. He was basically kicked off the Monday Night Football telecast and is not allowed to do the theme song anymore because he compared President Obama to Hitler, and they asked him to clarify that statement, and he said, well, yeah, because he's the enemy. And it's like, dude, don't, I mean, like, you know, the thing about the Sadat X thing that reminds me of that is that even if you're a bigot or a racist or just have super fucked up opinions, we live in a politically correct society where I feel like at some point, everybody knows that there's a line, and even if you have, like, morally reprehensible opinions, you know that you just can't say them because you'll ruin yourself. Like, what the fuck is up with that? Just Hitler's just way over the top, you know? You gotta have something. You're like, oh, man, that dude Pol Pot, he's like Hitler. It's like, well, yeah, I can understand that. They both killed, you know, millions of people. All right, that's fair. I don't know. Sadat X, you're on our shit list. You heard it here, folks. You're
and
not
Hank
allowed.
Williams.
Yeah, Hank Williams the bibba. Yeah, can't you just, you know,
chill
at
out,
least
guys.
Be politically correct and not let me get any really concrete reasons to think that you're a complete piece of shit? All right, anyway, that was a tangent and a half. So when we were at Joe's birthday party, we also ran into our buddy Stereo Faith, who's up from DC, and you go way back with Steve, man.
Original Hurrah resident.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I've always been curious. So, Steve is from DC and he's been a DJ there for a long time. He's been seen there for a long time, but he had a residency with you in Philly at Hurrah, which still exists.
Yeah.
I mean, how'd that come about that he was coming up from DC to do that night with you?
He and Chris Rogge forged it through a mutual friend that Chris had in DC. Chris is the other Hurrah resident who started the whole thing, named the whole thing. He's the granddaddy, and him and Steve started off via a mutual friend, and I came to this, I think, the second one.
And oh, so you weren't an original
member? No, I think I started at the third party.
Oh, no shit.
I am the third party.
Right. Your third wheel.
Yeah, third wheel. But, yeah, man, they're just playing good records, and we hit it off.
Nice. Well, so Ed and I, when we were at the party, we were talking to Steve, who came up as a good friend of Joe's, and let's take a listen.
Hey, this is Fitch. I'm here with the Young Robots Podcast with DJ Stereo Faith from Washington, D.C. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great up here in Philly, hanging out for Dirty South Joe's birthday party at PYT.
So a little over a year ago, I think, Steve was diagnosed with a brain tumor. There was a big outpouring of support from DJs around the country. Steve is a well-loved and well-known homie on the scene. And it's been about a year since your surgery. How are you feeling?
Feeling great. It's been an amazing year. A lot has happened over the year. Since the surgery, I've started DJing a lot sooner than was anticipated. And I owe that to, I guess, living a healthy lifestyle and also to the benefit of the doctors involved in the surgery. So I'm really stoked, feeling good. People say I'm looking good, so, you know, can't complain. And, again, it's been an amazing year. I've been playing a lot of gigs and, you know, back to business and traveling. And it's just back to normal, you know. Who would have thought that, you know, a year ago I was in a hospital with my head cut open, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. He's got, I mean, you can't see it on the radio, but he's got a pretty nice scar. It's pretty gnarly. So right now, D.C. is really kind of jumping off. There's been great stuff brewing there for a lot of years, a lot of good dudes down there. Dave Nada, Titsworth, the Nouveau Riche guys, Steve, Jerome Baker, Maestro, Deep Sang, all these guys doing really creative stuff. And I feel like for a while, people weren't recognizing D.C., but recently... Dave Nada's Moombahtone movement has jumped off. U Street Music Hall opened up. Will Eastman, got to tip my hat to him. He's a friend of ours. Really making a mark. And now, like, D.C. is really kind of the place to be. I mean, what do you think about what's going on there and the scene these last couple of years? Have things changed?
I think, everyone you've mentioned, in addition to a few other people, have all been doing things over the past year. But I think with... the opening of U Street Music Hall, Will Eastman and Titsworth put a lot of, you know, brought a lot to the city. So a lot of light has been shined on the city. Also, Dave Nada, as you mentioned, and his whole Moombahtone movement has brought a lot of light onto D.C. And, I mean, so finally we're getting some, like, you know, some exposure for some of the things that we've been doing for years. You mentioned all the Nouveau Riche guys, good guys. Jerome Baker III. There's also Chris Burns, Billy DeGent. Sheesh. I mean, there's so many people doing so many things. I don't want to leave anybody out. Let's see who else we got down there. Oh, obviously Will Eastman and Titsworth. But also Will Eastman has a new project, Volta Bureau, which you guys should be on the listen out for. Bernard, who's a guy who's on Compact Records, under Output Message, and also DJ Mike Avellian, Maestro, Deep Sang. It's amazing. DC's just on fire right now, really. And I'm not just saying that because I live there, but a lot of parties have been happening. A lot of new DJs have also been, you know, delving into production. So listen out for some of those names. Everyone has releases coming out in the next few months. So, I mean, a lot of good things are happening.
No doubt. And thanks to DJ Stereo Faith for joining us on the Young Robots Podcast. Peace out.
Peace. Shout out to D.C., Philly, my two favorite cities. Everybody's doing big things. Hope to see you all soon.
On the heels of that interview with Steve, I put together a little mix of some tunes coming out of D.C. With some names he mentioned, like Billy the Gent. And some names he didn't, like Beautiful Swimmers. So let's take a listen to that.
Every minute, every hour. DC just in the coach.
Okay, a couple joints that weren't even mentioned there.
Speaking of chill, Rob G. Speaking of snap, weren't you at the wedding with that guy?
That's true. True indeed.
Party Bros flipped it. Gavin Hall and Chris Burns.
That's right. And we also had Billy the Gent in there, Voltaburo, Von Allure, who's a great ballroom style DJ in DC, and some old school stuff with our Orlando Johnson and Trance.
Nice mix, Fitch.
And yeah, thank you. Okay, so last but not least, we want to play some more new Young Robot jammies before we get into our next segment. So I'm part of a group called RCMP, and we have a dude named Pumpkin Patch who's got a record coming out next week, and RCMP coming out a few weeks afterwards. So I guess Pumpkin Patch coming out the 3rd of October. I'm not sure when this will exactly air.
Yo, wasn't that Sunday?
No, is it? That
was today.
My watch just...
Yo, Pumpkin Patch dropping today.
See, I'm wearing a watch like a grown-ass man. No, it's coming out the 4th. You're right. I'm wearing a watch like a grown-ass man. It doesn't even tell me the things I need to know. So yeah, this is Pumpkin Patch remixing RCMP's new tune off our EP called Strings, and Pumpkin Patch's Group A Jam EP coming out real soon.
We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. We on a journey, yeah I know. We got to Spain and Mexico. We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. We on a journey, yeah I know. We got to Spain and Mexico. We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. We on the journey, yeah I know. We got to Spain and Mexico. We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. We on the journey, yeah I know. We got to Spain and Mexico. We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. We on the journey, yeah I know. We got to Spain and Mexico. We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. We on the journey, yeah I know. We got to Spain and Mexico. We got to find that special place. We got to go to outer space. 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 We got to go to outer space.
to outer space.
Motorcycle noises. Not enough motorcycle noises. Just like automotive noises in general in music these days.
Big shout out to Davey Allen and the Arrows. The ill motorcycle rock right there.
Really? That nice. What's that? Is that like Leader of the Pack?
Nah. Not so vocal. Just like instrumental rock stuff like grouchy.
Remember when they got a V6 running there? They got overhead cam?
Kinda, yeah. I guess a future installment may have to be on that.
Yeah, I'm not really a car guy.
I don't know shit about cars. I just like garage rock.
I mean, I have a car.
I don't.
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell you how my car works, but you know how your bike works. You're like a do it yourself kind of guy. You can fix your bike, right?
Man, my man No Arms does most of that shit. I know a thing or two.
How's a dude named No Arms like the go to fix it dude? Like, yeah, man, I don't have any arms, but I'll fix that shit for you.
He's got arms.
Well, that's not truth in advertising.
It's fucked up.
Man, that, you know,
it's
well.
A cold, cold world.
Yeah, it is. I mean, especially with that train accident where he lost his arms. I didn't want to take it there, but I mean, you know, it was painful, but it happened. No, it didn't. No Arms has arms. He's just deceptive.
Y'all niggas is lying.
Thank you, Fat Man Scoop. So this next thing we're going to rock is one that you brought in that you got from my homie Kenny Raw. What's the deal with this tune?
Well, I was at work, and in my G-chat, Kenny Raw just throws this tune at me.
Y'all niggas is lying!
Yeah, man, a pretty glamorous story, totally. Couldn't even be true.
That's so trumped up, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine just sitting at work with G-Chat. And yeah, so like, all right, well, what Funk 45 is this? Let me just watch a YouTube video of a 45 spinning for 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yo, Kenny.
Oh, wait.
Hold up, but Kenny is like the worst perpetrator with the, like, let me send you a YouTube video of some guy playing a 45 in his apartment. Does he do that to you, too?
Nah, man, I guess out of nowhere, he just sends me this.
For those who don't know, Kenny Raw is like a fantastic funk DJ who has like super deep crates. But like once or twice a week, he'll just send me an email that there's no text to it. And it's just a YouTube link. And it's just always one of those emails where it's just like some guy playing a record. And the video of it is just a record
playing.
You
know, I want to get in on that.
Some of these things are awesome, but the other ones are just like, yeah, I'm not going to find that ever. And if I do go and find it on MP3, you're going to be so goddamn mad when you hear me play it.
That's why it doesn't send it to me. That's why it doesn't send it to me. I could find it.
No, a lot of this stuff is not findable. Anyway. Okay, so Azalea Banks.
Is this a challenge? I want the Kenny Raw challenge.
You're going to have to go to Val Shively's and like drop $50 on a lot of these joints.
Man, I'm going to find the Digi Val Shively's just to break his spirit.
www.valshively's.net?
Nah. I meant
that. .edu. Anyway, so what's up with this tune?
So Kenny hit me up with this tune, and I think that they are really kind of flipping current pop dance club house formulas, and I like it.
It's like a life cereal. Mikey likes it, except Sean likes it. It has delicious sprinkles of flavor.
Here's some life for your ears.
Here's some life for your ears, folks. Check it
Young
out. Azalea Banks. It's called 212.
Hey, I can be the answer. I'm ready to dance when the vamp up. Then when I hit that dip, get your camera. You can see even that bitch shit the tamper. In the DM, that young sister beacon. The bitch who wants to compete. And I can freak a fit that pump with the peep. And you know what your bitch become when her weep in. I just my plum in the evening. And feel that tongue, tongue to deepen. I guess that can't get any in. 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 I was in the 212, I'm the uptown, hey nigga, you know what's up or don't you? Worker who made ya, I'm a rude bitch nigga, what are you made of, oh? I'ma eat your food up, boo, I could bust your eight, I'm a 212, fuck it, gun do. When you do make bucks, I'ma look right, nigga, bet you do want to, fuck. Fuck them like you do want to, come, you gated, get discovered, I'm a 212's cock, a lickin' in the water by the blue bayou, caught the warm goose, and you do rag too, son? Nigga, you're a Kool-Aid dude, plus your bitch might lick it, wonder who let you come to 12, what you do to crew, son? Fuck are you into, huh? Niggas better ooh run run. You could get shot, homie, if you want to. Put your guns up, tell your crew don't front. I'm a hoodlum, nigga, you know you were two ones. Bitch, I'm about to blue up too. I'm the 12 day, I'm the new Shifu, young Rapunzel. Who are you, bitch, new lunch? I'ma ruin you, cunt. You gun you. When you goon sprayed up, bet this bitch won't get a match. You won't do much. See, even if you do want to bust, you bitch, you get your cut and touch your crew up too. Pop, you playing with your butter like a boo, won't you? Cock the gun too. Where you do eat, boom, hun? I'm fucking with your cutie cue. What's your dick like, homie? What are you into? What's the run, dude? Where do you wake up? Tell you, bitch, keep hating. I'm a new one too, huh? See, I remember you when you were the young new face. But you do like to slumber, don't you? Now you boo up too, hun. I'ma ruin you, cunt.
What you gonna do when I eat a pair?
Oh, so Dutch.
Yeah. Damn, Lazy J.
Impossibly Dutch. Yeah, so I guess that's an official production with Lazy J and the chick Azealia Banks. Because I recognize that as being a popular Dutch house tune from
Yeah, but she flips it.
Yeah, she's got like the ill like Valley Girl rap going on.
Dirty.
It is pretty dirty.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a super weird thing for Kenny to have sent you that tune, because that is the least Kenny Raw tune ever. Who, by the way, Kenny, if you're listening to this, congratulations on your impending nuptials. And you know, there's a distinct possibility that I may drop Simon Says off the top of your wedding. Why are you laughing?
More on that later.
Yeah, more on that. We'll get back to that in another episode. We're keeping some stuff in our pocket. We don't want to blow out our load on episode
one. Dude, don't talk about blowing your load.
Hey, man, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not blowing it. I'm not blowing it.
I'm a man. That's what happens sometimes. New podcast. anyway, Ed and I did an interview with Edgar from Pittsburgh last week. And did you go see Edgar when he played at Philadelphians a couple years ago? Were you there for that?
A couple of years ago, I'm sure I was at Philadelphians, and I'm sure I was blackout drunk.
All right, so the short answer is yes and no.
Kinda.
So Ed is one of my favorite people.
How was your bar ring that night?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take the fifth, because I don't remember at all. It was really good. Sean was pounding his chest like it must have been awesome. So apparently Sean drank about $1,000 worth of Pabst Blue Ribbon and well whiskey. Anyway,
I was in the hospital for 2 years after that party.
That's right. Yeah, he was a science experiment for a little bit, see if you could pickle
it. Was like Pittsburgh in there.
Yeah, man, pickled a human being and then sent him out to play football. Pittsburgh.
All right, so what's up with Edgar?
Edgar is a super rad dude, one of my favorite guys in Pittsburgh, and he's always Johnny on the spot booking me or Philadelphians or RCMP to play there. But he's a super interesting guy on a number of levels. And Ed and I sat down and talked with him a couple weeks ago about a huge, huge, huge music festival that is coming up in Pittsburgh. And if you're listening to this podcast, you might want to take some notes as you listen along and maybe reserve some flights, because it might be the best festival. And when I say festival, I don't mean dudes with dreadlocks dancing in a field. I mean people who are seriously into awesome music, seeing a lot of awesome shows.
Real talk, the lineup looks dope. I've only been to Pittsburgh like once randomly on a bus trip. I don't know shit about that city, and that lineup is impressive.
It's pretty crazy. So here's Edgar Rome and the absentee Ed Blamo and myself.
Yo, rest in peace, Ed.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Hello.
Hey, Edgar, what's going on, man? It's Fitch.
Hello, Fitchman.
I'm here with Ed Blamo. We got you.
Hey, Edgar. This is Ed.
Hey, Ed.
We're Ed is in Pittsburgh right now. We're in Philly.
Right on.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk to you about a couple things. First, just say hi, because I love to hear your voice. And
I like to hear yours too, man. Yeah, it's turning me on right now.
I'm sorry about that, man. It's if it's really messing up the vibe, we can just call the interview. You know, it's too heavy. You are a man of many talents. You're a big time DJ in Pittsburgh, and you do installations for world class museums, and you work on films.
True.
And also, you're doing some big time promotion right now for the VIA Festival.
We're working on this festival in October.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
It's called the 2011 VIA Music and New Media Festival. It's running Wednesday, October 5th through Saturday, October 8th, a bunch of venues around Pittsburgh. We're bringing all kinds of interesting international visual artists and also music artists. Pretty exciting. There's like six or seven curators that are putting this together. Last year was our first year, and so we're just trying to make Pittsburgh a one-of-a-kind sort of, you know, destination location that you have to go to Pittsburgh to see this.
Yeah, from more looking at the website, it looks like you got a pretty heavy lineup. A-Rap Music, Battles, Dame Funk, Fortet. Is there anybody that you're extremely stoked to see?
I am really excited about a bunch of them, but let's see. Underground Resistance from Detroit, I've been wanting to bring to town for a really long time, and so it's a kind of long-term goal of mine that I finally was able to make happen. To try to give some credit to the Mad Mike Banks, of one of the founders of Underground Resistance. He's going to bring his live five-piece ensemble. They also got Wolf Eyes on there. I'm excited about Wolf Eyes performing on a big, giant stage.
This is such a huge festival, and I mean, for those of our listeners who don't know, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and there was never anything even remotely approaching this scope. You know, it's like level of professionalism,
right,
the size and talent level and notoriety of the artists in the lineup.
Yeah, I think we're trying to challenge Pittsburgh a little bit too, and not Pittsburgh as a whole, but also the Pittsburgh electronic music community even can be sort of more in the mainstream, sort of the club scene here. And our lineup is pretty weird, and we want to keep it weird and keep, you know, the art side equally balanced with the music side. So hopefully Pittsburgh will get behind it. I mean, last year we had around 2,500 people show up. We want to keep building. You know, it was our first year, so hopefully we'll be able to keep going and do this again next year.
Speaking of the art aspect of it, looking at the website, you see that each main event, every major act is also paired with a visual artist for the show.
That's right.
How do you guys go about that process of curating that?
So one of the founders, there's two founders of the festival. Sorry, it's really loud right there. Sorry. Two founders of the festival. One of them is Lauren Gashinsky, and she is the person who initially came to me with the idea for VIA last year. I guess last spring, and I was really interested in it because it wasn't just the idea to do another music festival, but was to pair these artists and keep the art side on an equal balance. And so I'm excited to keep that going as we go into the second year here. So Lauren is in charge of choosing those visual artists.
She did a really great job at that show that I played. I'm in a, for those of our listeners who don't know, I'm in a group that's on Young Robots Records called RCMP. And
woohoo, RCMP!
Yes. So we played a VIA event, not the main festival, but it was a monthly
event.
Yeah,
we do these presents shows once a month, kind of to keep the brand name out there and keep people excited about what's going on, and also just to keep doing cool shows.
Yeah, and
yours was Omar S, right? It was you and you guys and Omar S.
Omar S. That was a really fun show, and I didn't really look at any of the visuals while I was playing, obviously, because it's just like a blinding light in your face. But I saw photos afterwards, and they had like our music videos synced up to what we were playing. I don't know where they got them, like, or who was running the visuals, but it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting now that technology is allowing people to use laptops and mix video. There's a lot of all kinds of software out there, so it's becoming more and more common to see, you know, parties that a few years ago would not have a live guy mixing video at them now do, and you can. It's because of this technology and those laptops. But I think what Lauren is amazing about too is she's always wants to like step up her game in terms of choosing the artists and the way they, you know, collaborate with the music artists. For example, we have Wolf Eyes playing with Battle and Fortet on Thursday, October 6th, and she has this guy, Daniel Iglesias, who's going to be doing 3D visuals that are, you know, not, there's no computers involved at all, as far as I know. So there's another artist who's just using 16 millimeter projectors. So there's a whole variety of things.
I'd like only shadow puppetry at my next one.
our old media festival that we're...
I'll be playing techno on the ukulele, and it'll be shadow puppets.
Gotta have a little bit of everything, yeah.
We do a podcast that's associated with a record label, but...
Right.
You know, on today's episode, we had an interview with somebody about their dog's birthday. We talked to a guy about his brain tumor. We're trying to, you know, get some feature content, a bunch of different fields. So I wanted to ask you what movies you've been working on recently and what you've been doing on these movies.
I just finished working on Batman, Dark Knight Rises. Work on that one. I was working. I often do paint aging props or locations or when we build brand new sets. On this one, I was working with two plasterer guys, like master plasterers and mold makers from LA. They work on all the big budget films, you know, action pictures. So they just got off Spider-Man 4 and they came to Pittsburgh for a month and a half to make Batman here. And it was always really fun to work with them and learn the LA way of doing things. And they loved Pittsburgh. They had virtually no knowledge of it beforehand, or a lot of wrong knowledge about it. And they were just really into how beautiful a city it is and how lush it is.
Were they expecting it just to be like a bunch of like out of work Polish workers or something?
I don't know what they thought, but you know, people always have strange ideas of Pittsburgh. When you get here and you go through the tunnels and you come out and you see the city like that, people are usually pretty impressed.
Yeah, and then they have to try to find something to eat at 10:30 at night, and their opinion might change.
They also really like the beers. They thought they liked how serious a beer town Pittsburgh is, and they thought it was hysterical how the local news could only talk about Steelers training camp pretty much every 5 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the deal.
But yeah, it was great to work with them. And now we have a big Tom Cruise movie that's coming to town. And Tom Cruise, military investigation movie or something. Or
now, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but has there been a VIA event with Tom Cruise?
It was kind of a sponsored event. I mean, someone else booked him. It was Gray Area Entertainment, which is, they do the events over at the Rex primarily.
Okay, so I'm going to be totally honest. I don't know who Tom Cruise is. Maybe I should, but I just don't. But I'm aware of that name because it's Tom Cruise with some letters switched. So
yeah, right.
Do you think Tom Cruise knows who Tom Cruise is?
I don't know if he ever was, but yeah, I wonder. I hope he does. I don't know if he would. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
Can you find that out for us and report back?
I will. I'll absolutely find that out. Absolutely.
When you and Tom Cruise are in the locker room after flying Ballin. Your airplanes and just like having arguments while you wear towels?
I'll drop that question and I'll get back to you on that. I'll try to record him talking about it and see what I can do.
Yeah, I'd like to know Tom Cruise's in-depth knowledge of analog synthesizer equipment as well, if you could ask him about that.
I don't usually say this about a lot of people, but I think you could probably bang Tom Cruise. I mean,
not really my type, but maybe. We'll think about it.
But, you know, that's a good story.
That's the whole reason you'd want a celebrity like Tom Cruise in your city, so that you can have crazy stories about him being out carousing the neighborhood, or any kind of weirdo Scientology stuff that we might be able to glean from his visit here. But yeah, like, you know, there's when we have Russell Crowe in town, you know, he's a carouser, and so it's always good for stories. Him like threatening to beat somebody up at Gooskies, etc. I think a lot of the other guys were surprised that people weren't angrier about, you know, the movie production shutting down so much of downtown, and it was kind of a nightmare for commuters and whatnot. But people were all about it. It was on the news every 10 seconds.
Are they filming a good portion of the movie in Pittsburgh?
They shot a month here, and they shot all, like, most of the downtown action scenes, chase scenes, and then they're in that back in L.A. right now with building the Batcave and shooting locations in L.A.
Oh, so they didn't bring Michael Caine to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Michael Caine was here for, I think he was here for one day, but yeah, he was mostly not here. It was mostly Catwoman and the old Batman and his nemesis in the movie. It's called Bane.
Yeah, I heard Bane snap somebody's neck in the middle of a Steelers game, basically.
It was actually Bane and Russell Crowe fighting at the bar.
No. Like, that wasn't even a joke. Like, they had 10,000 extras or something.
It's true.
Come out to the football stadium, and they had a bunch of members of the Steelers playing for a fictional football team. And then,
called the Gotham, Gotham Rogues.
Yeah, called the Gotham Rogues, who, and then there's like some earthquake or something, and then like Bane snapped somebody's neck, but they tried to be secretive so that no one knew the plot. I don't know. And also one thing that is new that
I heard Heinz Ward got some serious FaceTime.
Heinz Ward did? Heard. Well, he's a beautiful man, so that's fair. Well, all right, we should let you go, but thanks for talking with us, Edgar Umm.
All right.
And Ed, you have any plugs, some Twitter feeds people should follow, websites people
just
should
check
visit?
Check out the VIA Music and New Media Festival website, www.via-pgh.com, and that'll do it.
All right, thanks a lot, Edgar.
All right, good talking to you. Thanks, you guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Man, so that sounds like a dope festival. I'm kind of a little bummed that I can't go.
Great lineup.
Awesome. I mean, it's one of the things that's best about that festival, and Blammo pointed out, is that they have visual artists paired with every audio act, which is like big time. That's how it used to be back in the day when the rave scene was really killing it in the United States.
Projections or like installation?
Projections, strictly, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Visual nice. Artists.
I prefer to stick with body painters.
Body painters?
Yeah.
Well, then you need to go rolling hang out in the forest and listen to psychedelic trance.
Rolling deep with the body painters.
You know, I was, speaking of psychedelic trance, I was at a bar, this must have been like 2 years ago or something, a bar called Dalek in West Philly, and this guy comes up to me, he's like, hey man, you want to buy some acid? And I was like,
yes!
No, I don't know you at all, and I don't really want to do any acid, it's like a Tuesday. And anyway, so at first I thought, you know, well, this guy's fucking sketchy and or has
really little regard for whether or not he gets arrested by just offering strangers Schedule One drugs.
And that was Ed Blammo.
And then, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And this guy starts talking to me on the heels of me turning him down on his offer of selling some acid. And he says to me, and I shit you not,
"You are my favorite turd."
What?
"You shit me not."
Oh, I thought that's what you said he said.
No. "I shit you not. You are my favorite turd."
Oh, thanks, Grandpa. That was a great joke, Grandpa. I'm going to save that one. I'll put that in the vault for 40 years. At least.
So what's the story?
Anyway, okay, yeah. You know, and usually I'm the one who gets yelled at for having old man humor. But anyway, so the guy's talking to me about, "Oh, I go to like raves in the forest and all this kind of shit." And I'm like, "Oh, that's great, you know." And he says, "Well, what do you do?" And I tell him, you know, I'm a professional DJ and music producer. And he starts just rhapsodizing about electronic music. And he says to me, "Yeah, well, you know, the last real field of musical exploration, the last genre that really has any kind of major innovation in it, psychedelic trance." And I was like,
"Y'all niggas is lying."
Because that is absolutely untrue. That is so far from the truth. But, I mean, the man goes to raves in the forest, so I didn't really want to burst his bubble. Yeah, you know. He probably gets laid by girls with dreadlocks. It's not all bad, if that's your thing.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
On that note, this has been Young Robots Podcast number one, where we made a point of
not getting laid by girls with dreadlocks.
Not getting laid by girls with dreadlocks. And yeah. So that's how we're doing it. We're about to get you out of here on a new tune by Cassius Slay and Skinny Friedman. It's a flip of Drake's I'm On One. So sort of administrative note, so you're probably listening to this on Mixcloud. We're going to try to get this up on iTunes pretty soon for our next episode, which hopefully will be out in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And check out youngrobots.com, twitter.com/youngrobots for all the info about the podcast, Young Robots releases, and Young Robots artists. Yeah, take care, everybody. And I'm DJ App1, a.k.a. Fitch.
I'm Sean.
And that's Sean, signing off until next time. Peace.
Run club, fuck everybody. And all my niggas got that heat, I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listen, nigga, rub money. I'm a made nigga, I should bust something. You niggas on the bench, like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switches. I'm folks, might as well say cheese for the pitch. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. Chop a guy, second nigga like science. Put it into your world like the mind.
Titans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov. It's a slim chance I fall. I'll evolve. Don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes. I'm trying to stop the fighting. All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it. I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young. And I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Two white cups and I got that drink. Could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be got, never get that shit. Cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one. 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 Fuck it, I'm on one.